Hello, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. And today we're here with Kate Benson, who is the director of Matrix. And what does that stand for, Kate?
Well, Matrix is one of my companies. Matrix Theory into Practice Limited is my education company. And the other Matrix, Matrix Essential Training Allowance, that people call META, is my NLP company.
Great. And congratulations are in order. You've been chosen the International Director of Education for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming.
Yes, I have. It's a great honour and a privilege. And I was absolutely delighted and very surprised.
I have lots of questions on that. But before we get to that, when did you first find NLP?
Well, I first encountered NLP when in the 80s, and I did a three-day training program, an introduction to NLP. And I have to say that it didn't really do a great deal for me. I could now teach all the skills we learnt in that 3 days in a morning. So I was sort of interested, read some books, and I read Richard Bandler's books. And it wasn't until the late 90s when I suddenly saw a flyer and realised that Richard Bandler was still alive. And there was this training running with him, and I just thought, I have to go and work with this man. And so I did, and I have not stopped working with him since.
That's great. And how long has your training institute been working?
META has been running for 5 years now. Originally, Richard wanted to do some training in Edinburgh, and so I established that company specifically to provide a platform for Richard's latest work, his newest work, in Edinburgh, which was just a different sort of training from what was available.
Right, and that's Edinburgh, Scotland?
That's Edinburgh in Scotland, yes.
That's great. And your institute is in...
Well, we work all over the UK. It's actually based just outside of Manchester. And also, I live in Somerset, so the office is in Somerset. But we're very mobile, and so the trainings run all over the UK and occasionally abroad too.
So what kind of services and seminars does your company offer?
Okay, well, META, as I say, really runs the trainings with Richard. I wanted to develop a company that focused on the best trainers in the world. And so in that area, I invited Richard and John Lavelle, of course, who you know very well, to come and work with Richard. Because at the time, John didn't have quite such an exposure in Europe as he does now. So that's really an excellence, provision of excellence. And the other courses that we run are education linked, and I run NLP trainings for teachers in a number of different guises. Some of the trainings are practitioner level trainings for teachers, which are becoming increasingly popular as education is starting to embrace NLP. But also other programs which are in some ways more fun. They're the application of NLP to specific situations. So it may be working one-to-one with students, or how to be more effective in a classroom, livening up learning, improving learning and teaching, managing reluctant kids, kids who don't want to learn. And those are the things that I really enjoy doing.
That's great. And you've also put together a package for teachers or schools?
Yeah, I have a number of different products which are manuals to be bought by a school or a college, which are designed for use by a whole range of staff, so they're copyright free for the organisation. And they're materials that they can use with students to really improve their learning abilities. They're based on things like problem solving skills, communication skills. They're also skills based for teachers. How can they really learn to work more effectively one-to-one and develop the skills that people need to have that are based on listening and understanding what a young person is saying rather than the traditional way of telling students, telling young people what's right for them.
That sounds really exciting and well needed in the school systems.
Yeah, it's going down very well. It's going down very well, and it's about to be translated into two other languages.
Wow, which ones?
Well, hopefully into Dutch and Swedish.
Wow. So would you tell us about a particularly funny moment for you as a trainer in NLP or working with a client?
Well, I think I laugh all day at some of the things, the antics that young people get up to. They amuse me no end. I particularly like teenagers, and the more sort of grumpy and spotty they are, the more they amuse me. But I do remember just this week I was out on a training course and I was talking about some of the presuppositions of NLP, and I was explaining about how, you know, every behaviour, and there's a good intention behind every behaviour, whether it's an internal or external behaviour. And I translated this for a group of teachers who were my students at the time, and said what this really means is it's about a belief that people do not get up wanting to screw up your day. My belief is that people get up in the morning and want to do their best, and they're not there trying to sabotage my day. And this guy, sitting in the corner, grumpily looked around and said to me, "You haven't met my students yet." and of course, the reality was that they did screw up his day, because they had more fun doing that than they did learning other things. So we had a giggle about that. But every day there's something funny, because young people are just so funny.
It's very rewarding working with them as well.
They're lovely, and they're so open. When you actually get them to understand that learning is fun, and that it isn't something that's boring or dull, and that they can create and do more than they ever conceived of before, is just a wonderful experience, really.
What do you find the most challenging in what you do?
The most challenging is dealing with the system that produces our teachers. For me, teaching is one of the most crucial professions. It's where our future lies. We have to take care of our future by taking care of young people and teaching them well and teaching them good skills and how to learn and how to be happy. And I find that most teachers, through the training system, end up feeling quite cynical and stuck. So the big challenge for me is belief changes and attitude changes amongst the teaching profession.
And how has NLP helped you in that respect?
Hugely, hugely. I've been a teacher all my life, or most of my life anyway. I think I was born teaching, so we used to count out the change to my friends. But I think when I discovered NLP, the structure of the way the brain learns and the way that we program ourselves through language allowed me to change the way that I persuaded, for want of a better word, the people to open up to new ideas. And the whole area of attitudinal change and belief change was most powerful for me in terms of what I did. It also made me a much better teacher, because I became more rigorous, more tenacious, and much more structured about it. And one of the things that Richard taught me was about controlling variables. And when you're working one-to-one, there's one set of variables. If you're in a classroom with a group, there's a whole range of other variables that need to be managed. And managing those variables makes teachers much better, and made me a much better teacher.
On the subject of Richard Bandler, is there any one particular phrase or line that he might have said in a book or at one of the seminars you've been to that's really kind of stuck with you and comes up over and over again, maybe even makes you laugh when you think about it?
There are two, really, mm-hmm. If I can have two.
You can have two.
The one that runs through my head every day for no good reason at all, but always makes me feel very warm, is an inexplicable sense of well-being. That you can have an inexplicable sense of well-being. And I say that and hear Richard say that in my head most days. And if I'm feeling a bit a bit low or a bit stressed, then I just say that and my state changes. And the other one that is very significant to me is actually a quote from one of his books. And it was the thing that made me decide to take NLP into the education system. And it's a quote where he's talking about good teaching isn't about recapitulation. It's about developing good learning strategies. But to make that worthwhile, you can install something more powerful. Call it hope.
Yes, that's great. Well, Kate, I want to thank you for spending this time with us and wish you all the best and the part of NLP that you're doing in terms of the education is certainly invaluable, and it's something that, as you said, is really going to affect and change the future for the good. So, Kate, I want to thank you very much, and that's Kathleen Lavelle now signing off for the Society of NLP, and we look forward to the next interview when we find another NLP trainer from around the world.